Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Problem Within, was written by Glenn Packiam. A few years ago, a woodpecker began tapping on the siding of our home. We thought the problem was only external. Then one day, my son and I climbed a ladder into the attic, only to have a bird fly past our startled faces. The problem was worse than we'd suspected. It was inside our house. When Jesus arrived in Jerusalem, the crowd was hoping he would be the one to fix their external problem, their oppression by the Romans. They went wild, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" This was the moment they'd been waiting for. God's appointed king had come. If God's chosen deliverer was going to begin reforming things, wouldn't he start with all the wrong out there? But in most gospel accounts, the triumphal entry is followed by Jesus driving out exploitative money changers from the temple. He was cleaning house, and from the inside out. That's what happens when we welcome Jesus as king. He comes to set things right, and he starts with us. He makes us confront the evil inside. Jesus on the donkey is like the warriors in the Trojan horse. The horse was welcomed as a symbol of peace, but its ultimate aim was unconditional surrender. Jesus, our King, requires the same from us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you're our true King. Forgive us for the ways we point the finger at others for their sin while covering up our own sinful attitudes and behaviors. Humble our hearts, Lord, and show us where we're not living up to your standards. Then work in our hearts so that we honor you completely with our lives. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.